Joe Biden pushes ban on gun magazines Secret Service used to protect him. By A.W.R. Hawkins on September 3, 2019. Democrat presidential hopeful Joe Biden pushed a ban on the very magazines Secret Service agents used to protect him while he was vice president under former President Barack Obama. Biden did this by calling for a ban on gun magazines holding multiple bullets. The Secret Service uses an array of firearms to carry out its protection duties. The Military Times reports that Secret Service agents' current sidearm is a SIG Sauer 229 variant chambered in .357 SIG. The 229 uses magazines that hold multiple bullets. SIG Sauer's website contains information for a 229 Nitro Compact, which ships with two 10-round magazines. Such magazines would fall apparently be banned if there were a prohibition against magazines holding multiple bullets. Moreover, the Secret Service is working to trade the .357 SIG round for a 9mm. This entails switching from the SIG Sauer to a Glock 19 for standard issue, meaning 15-round magazines, at the least. Again, 15-round magazines are those that hold multiple bullets and would therefore be prohibited under the parameters Biden presented. It is important to note that an individual Secret Service agent can carry more than one gun at once, depending on the assignment and whether the agent needs both hands free to carry out their duties. Agents carrying more than one gun could have their sidearm, with a magazine holding multiple bullets, and a submachine gun, also using magazines that hold multiple bullets. Joe Biden is also campaigning for a requirement that all guns lock and unlock like smartphones. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, at @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.